Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. You know, it seems like the paint is barely dry on the TCF signs at what used to be Chemical Bank. And you can go used to be. Well, we're finding out this week TCF is merging with Huntington Bank. Joining us right now is the community bank president in Port Huron for TCF Bank, Michelle Shepley. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. This bank seems to change names a lot, but such is the nature of the banking business these days, isn't it?
It sure is, yes. It tends to change very often.
So tell us a little bit about the change that's going to occur, how long it's going to take, what it's going to mean for bank customers in the greater Port Huron area.
Well, the total conversion is going to take some time, right? But the sale and the merger will be supposedly completed the second quarter of 2021. But we're not going to see any change here for some time as they get everything aligned and worked out. And then we'll start seeing some changes after probably at the end of next year, I would assume. But for now, it's just banking as usual with TCF.
What are some of the changes we might anticipate? Might that include maybe a consolidation of branches?
Well, as you are aware, there's some Huntington banks in our footprint here in this area, but not a lot. I'm sure what's going to happen is the powers to be will be getting together to make sure that we're using the best of both of our banking institutions, the different buildings that we have, and making sure that we have a ton of talent between the two banks. So we'll be making sure that we're putting people in the right place and making those decisions as they come in the future.
Of course, that notion of a bank has really changed. The idea of, not to minimize the branches, but there are so many things you can do online without even visiting the branch, aren't there?
Yes, and Huntington brings that additional capabilities to TCF. Huntington has really done a very, very good job in building out their digital platform. So they're rated number one in several different areas of digital platform banking. So that's going to be exciting for our team to see how that works and our customers. It's going to bring a unique opportunity for our customers also.
Remind us what other changes we've seen. I mean, it's been a kind of a steady progression of bank mergers and changes there, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, it started early on, as you are fully aware, with Citizens First in 2010 when Telmer purchased Citizens First. And it's just progressed from there. Our footprint has grown and then has declined and then has grown again. It's been an interesting, I have been here since Citizens First days. So it's been an interesting time, great learning opportunity and an exciting career opportunity for me. But in our team, we've all learned so much. We are very adaptable. And we're really stronger as a team because of it in the Port Huron Community Bank.
Well, you got to be adaptable in that business for sure. And you must have quite a collection of bank memorabilia, notepads and business cards and keychains and coffee mugs and things like that, huh?
Yes, we sure do. But it's, like I said, it's been an interesting and unique opportunity for all of us. It's difficult at times. We'll be honest about that, right? But our commitment to our customers and our community has never changed. We have always wanted to remain committed to our community, to our employees, and to our customers. And every time we've made a change, it's been better. So we're looking forward to seeing what Huntington's going to bring to us and to our customers.
I guess, Michelle, that's the challenge and the opportunity that you have in your role as the Port Huron Community Bank president at TCF, soon to be Huntington, is that, as the bank grows, as it gets bigger and bigger, your commitment is to keep it a local bank in as many respects as you can.
Yeah, and that's always been very important, because we realize as an institution how important it is to remain steadfast in our communities, because we're a pillar in our communities, right? Banking institutions allow for a lot of different things. I mean, if you think about it, Paul, this year alone, between sponsorships and donations, we've done over $70,000 in that venue. Our team is very dedicated to volunteering, so well over 300 hours of volunteerism during COVID. And, you know, it hasn't changed that way. And from what I've heard, the little I've heard because of the announcement only coming out yesterday with Huntington, their banking institution is very similar in culture and in the way they think about community banking as ours. Right. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's important for sure. Well, Michelle, good luck through the transition again. It'll be several months. Banking as usual continues at TCF. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Well, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity, Paul, and just want to let our customers know that we're still going to be here. Our team is still waiting for you to come in and see us, and we look forward to continuing to serve the community.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.